successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
You can't have five people or 10 people in a boat.
So if it is a family of four or five, like husband, wife, and kids, they're going to have to pick two of them at a time.
They would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Greaseball, where did you get the right to tell me how many people can come on my boat? Nobody asked that question. Whoa, really? It's on the boat or on the dock. Nobody said anything.
Sweetly sailing, darling. Sweetly sailing by the sea. Silver caps.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Captain, Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner. I guess we don't have a captain.
There's a captain here somewhere.
Well, there was earlier, James, Captain James. Yes. But we let him go back to enjoy his new
vessel. Well,
I'm a
captain when I'm on my boat.
Yeah? All right.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to be on a boat for almost 2 weeks straight. And I'm not going to be a captain, but I will be a sailor, so to speak.
Sure.
And okay. Certain places, they consider me a sailor. Other places, this one, I guess I'll be I'll just call myself a boater. That's what I'll call myself. Yeah.
Even That's though
it's
a great thing.
It's a cruise ship and I can do it. It's all semantics, right, Barry?
Yep. Hopefully my internet holds together long enough for this story. Trade only.
Yeah.
National Marine Manufacturers Association announced that the recent Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show and the Discover Boating Louisville Boat RV and Sports Show had steady attendance, with exhibitors reporting encouraging sales activities. Early feedback from both markets point to an increase in qualified buyers year over year, a trend that the NMMA is tracking across its winter shows.
Yay. Well, next week is the big one.
Yeah. We're going to add the Miami International. Well, it starts in the middle of the week. So
right.
Miami International Boat Show, February 11th through 15th, and the Atlantic City Boat Show, February 25th through March 1st. So get to your boat show. Let the snow stay outside. You stay inside where it's nice and comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miami is going to be huge. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if the weather finally warms up a little bit more steady. I would say this past week, it's probably been colder than most boaters would prefer to encounter when they go to the boat show. But, you know, it may be pretty nice next week. You never know. I mean, we're kind of...
Well, yeah, I could give you an idea.
Yeah? What is the weather saying?
Yeah, let's see. Today's the 7th, so 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. So that'll be Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday, mostly sunny something. With a high near 78 and calm winds.
That sounds pretty
Thursday,
good.
Thursday, sunny with a high near 80.
All right.
Nice. Friday, with a high near 81.
Yeah. No rain in the forecast.
Lows are still in the 50s.
Yeah, but that's at night. That's fine. If it's getting up to 80 during the day, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
This is perfect Florida weather.
No wind on Wednesday.
Today is stunning. I'm doing the show from the bridge of my boat.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe it's like severe clear. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Yes.
Perfect temperature, no wind.
It just seems like we got an extended blast of cold the last couple of weeks, a little bit more than normal.
Because
generally when we get a cold front that comes through Florida, I mean, this is the time of year we'll get it for like a day or two and then it'll warm up to back 70, 80 degrees and we'll go for a week and then we may get another thing, but it kind of hovered around us a little bit more than normal for the last couple of weeks. So we're due for our fine Florida weather where we can call up all our friends up north who are still, you know, digging out from snow and all that kind of stuff and say, suck it, losers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so we're going to get back to that, but it's been a little too cold even this week, you know, but even though when I'm walking around in my neighborhood and I'm calling up some friends up north this week and I'm like, oh my God, I'm freezing. And they are like, whoa, how cold is it? It's like 50 degrees. And then they hang up on me and I have to call them back.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people, you know, water freezes at 50 degrees in Florida. And
yes,
you know,
the blood in my veins do.
Sure. I did have ice on my windshield.
Exactly.
Well, amazing weather over the next week or so. I mean, it's going to be great, and it's fantastic today. So,
So
you're in Florida, get out on your boat.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. And yeah, head on down to the boat show. I think if the numbers you just talked about earlier, Barry, that kind of goes in line with what we've been seeing, that everybody has seen incremental increases in attendance and sales. And, you know, I wouldn't say with the feedback we're getting from the boat show folks are like, oh, my God, it's record breaking necessarily, but definitely increasing over
there year are over in year. Some sectors. Yes. In some sectors, there are some increase in sales. In other sectors, they've seen decreases in sales. It depends on the boat type and what it's used for.
Yeah. But as far as the boat shows themselves, they're reporting very good numbers.
Yeah, overall. Because that's there's good. A lot of people that want to look, and they're trying to get ideas. They're just not sure what's going to happen with the economy yet. So they're kind of waiting, maybe yes, maybe no.
It's creeping up, which is good. That's the way you want it to go. You don't want to see it go the other way. That's my point. And that's what we're seeing a trend.
Here's the thing. Right. And when you talk about boat sales and things like that, that's one thing. But, you know, when one part of the economy is a little soft, maybe another part is ramping up a little bit. Like, you know, instead of selling your boat and buying a new one, you're going to keep it. You're going to double down and you're going to add electronics, or you're going to add new boating gear to the boat you have now. So the good thing is, you know, regardless of what the large ticket trends might be, the boat gear and boat equipment will probably remain steady, because people are going to outfit what they have, whether it's new or whether they're keeping what they have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And Barry hopes to get out there to the boat show next week if he can fit it into his crazy schedule.
If I can fit in my schedule, I will be out there early in the morning. I'm just getting there early because they're still doing a lot of construction along the roadways there. So you want to try to find a good parking spot and then just find a place to hang out until they open up.
But then you're going to go in and look for Captain James. He's going to the boat show next week, I know. And I asked him, what is your mission? He goes, just to, you know, go plan, hang out, network.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any kind of agenda per se.
He's probably going to go look for boat bling, since he has a nice new boat.
Right.
He's going to go find some things to outfit it with, which is awesome.
Which is what you do. You walk up and down the aisles and you're like, hey, that would look pretty awesome on my vessel. And, you know, it's kind of like window shopping kind of stuff, right?
And the nice thing is that the convention center there, they use both floors. So you'll have a floor that, if you recall, on the west side of the convention center, which you would think was the front, you go up to the second floor, there's all of these different people selling things of all types.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of accessories and stuff like that for your boats, whether it's clothing or it's you get...
Actually, you know, my old friend Guy Harvey is going to be exhibiting at the he always exhibits at the Miami Boat Show and Fort Lauderdale for that matter, but I believe I saw a press release that they're going to be doing some kind of official documentary release next week. I think I saw that. I could be mistaken.
Guy Harvey,
like 50 years of Guy Harvey's work. I mean, he's quite the marine biologist.
I've met him a couple of times. He's such
very
such
approachable
a great guy. And super, super talented, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look at the beautiful artwork and the shirts and those things. I met him, I've met him twice, and it was in the same spot. It was the same spot. Outdoor World down in the Keys.
Yeah.
He was there doing a signing.
That's what he does.
What a nice guy. He's a great guy.
He's the guy. He's the real guy. You know what I mean? So that's what he does. And, I'm sure he'll be there at the boat show. And I mean, do a little search. Cause it was like 50 years of Guy Harvey's, good works for, you know, fishing industry and just for marine conservation and all that kind of good stuff. He does an amazing thing for sure.
If I see him, I'll wave and say, Greg says hello.
There you go. And they'll say, who?
There you go.
And then, just me, or he'll alert security. All right. On that note, we're going to wrap it up till next time. Remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better.
It's better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.